So let's review. Zakta Mishnah, Ketzed Malka Noisa. This is the process of how Bezin gives Malkas to the Nidin, the convicted person. First, Kaifish de Yadav ala Amud Helich Vehelich, Bechazna Knesses Eiches Bibgadav, Im Nikru Nikru Vim Nifrimu Nifrimu, Achu Megalas Libai. The Nidin was leaned over a wooden post and his hands were bound on each side. The attendant then grabs the Nidin's clothes and he need not be careful that it should not rip or even shred until he uncovers his chest. Then, Vo'evin Nisunim Me'achrav, Chazna Knesses Eimer ala Britsu Beyodish Shal Egel, Kfula Echad Lishnaim Mishnaim Larba, Ushtei Ritzui Shal Chamar Oilis Beyardis Boy, Yadu Tefach, Baruchah Betefach, V'roish Magas Al Pikresa. The Chazan of Bezin stood on a stone behind the Nidin, and he held two straps made of calf's hide that were each folded into two, and there were another two straps of a donkey's hide that were woven in the middle. The wooden handle was one tefach in length, and strap was one tefach wide, and long enough to reach the beginning of the Nidin's stomach. The Gemara explains, they used a Ritzui Shal Egel because the Pasuk states Arbom Yakenu, and the following Pasuk states Lo Yisachsim Sher Bedishay. And they used a Ritzui Shal Chamar because the Pasuk Nishayo states, Yoda Sher Kineu B'Chamar Oves Baalov Yisro Lo Yoda Amir Lehizboinen. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yav Misha Makar Eves Baalov V'Yifra Mimisha Ina Makar Eves Baalov. The Chamar who does recognize his master should come and punish the Nidin who did not recognize his master. U'Mako Eisei Shlish M'Lefanov V'Shtei Yodas M'Lachra. The Malkas would hit the Nidin, one third in the front and two thirds in the back, because the Pasuk states, Ve'piloi ha'shefet v'yiko l'fanav k'dei rishasa b'mispa. The words l'fanav k'dei rishasa imply risha achas m'l'fanav, and the word b'mispa teaches shtei rishayis me'achrav. Ve'ina mako isa loy amid b'lo yoyishav elamuta. The Nidin receives the Malkas while bent over, but not while standing or sitting, because the Pasuk states, Ve'piloi ha'shefet. The Chazan administers the Malkus with one hand and with all his strength. And the Brisa cites a Machlokes in the above halacha. The Tanakhama holds, Eman Bidin Chazanin El Chaseri Koyach V'Yiseri Mada. Bezin assigns Chazanin who are lacking in strength but of superior intelligence. While Rabbi Huda holds, Afil Chaseri Mada V'Yiseri Koyach. Bezin may assign even Chazanin of lesser intelligence and who are strong. The Mishnah continues, Ba'Koyri Koyri. While the Chazan administered the Malkus, another person recited the following psukim: Im loisish melasos v'hifla Hashem es makos ve'es makos. Then ushmartim es divrei habrisa zois, and concludes with v'hurachem yichaper avayin. And if the Malkus were not yet completed, chayzur letchilas lemikra, he repeated them. As the Brisa explains, bezman shemaka meruba marach, bezman shemaka moetis makatzer. If the Nidin was to receive many Malkus, the Kohen recited the psukim slowly. And if the Nidin was to receive few Malkus, the Kohen recited the Pesukim quickly because mitzvah letzamtzim, there's an obligation for all the Malkus to be given within one kriya. However, v'iloy tzimtzim chayzal tchilas hamikra. The Malkus surpassed the kriya, then the Kohen repeats the Pesukim again. The Mishnah continues, v'meis tachas yodi pater. If the Nidin died while being given Malkus, the Chazan is not liable. However, hoitzablo idritzu achas umeis hariz a goyl al yodi. If the Chazan added one extra lash and the Nidin died, the Chazan must go to galus. The Mishnah proceeds with a machlokes regarding niskalkel potter. If during the Malkus the Nidin sold himself, he becomes exempt from the remaining Malkus because the Pasuk states, V'nikla chicha le'necha, kimin shenikla hareyu ke'achicha. If the Nidin suffered embarrassment, he is now considered achicha. The Brisa elaborates that there is a three-way machlokes in this halacha. The Tanakhama holds echere ish ve'echere isha ben berei ben b'mayim potter. They become potter regardless of whether the Nidin is a man or a woman, and regardless of whether it was rei, feces, or mayim, urine. Remeya holds, Echere ish ve'echere isha berei v'olei b'mayim. Both a man or a woman become potter only berei, but not b'mayim, because mayim is not v'nikla. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'ish berei v'hi ish b'mayim. A man becomes potter only berei, but not b'mayim, because for a man, mayim is not v'nikla. However, a woman becomes potter even b'mayim, because for a woman, even mayim is v'nikla. The Gemara cites two braises which elaborate on the exemption of v'nikla chicha le'necha, and explain that it exempts him only if it happened in the process of him receiving malchus. Therefore, regarding the skalkel, he's potter in the following cases. Kala, bein b'rishayna b'mishniya, or amdu l'kshayilka yikla, poit naisai. He's potter if it happened right before the first lash, when the chazan lifted his arm to administer the first lash, or any time later as he was getting the malchus, or he was assessed that during the malchus he would be in the skalkel, and these two cases, poit naisai, he's potter because the benikla was caused, or will be caused directly by the maka. However, he's not potter in the following two cases. Likshayatzim Bezdin Yikla, he was assessed that he will soil himself only after he leaves Bezdin, or Kala Betchila, he soiled himself before Bezdin was prepared to give him Malkus. In these two cases, Malkanoisa, he remains chayiv because the Malkus is not causing an immediate Menikla, rather before or after. However, in the case of Nivtzika Ritzua, if the strap broke, it depends. Bishnia Paitrinoisa, if this occurred after the first lash, he becomes Pater because there was Menikla through the first lash. However, Birishayna ain't Pater Naisa. If this occurred right before the first lash, he's not Pater because there was no Venikla. Amashmu Kaftu Virats Mebezin Pater. If after the Nidin was bound, he ran away from Bezin, he becomes Pater because there was Venikla through Rats. The running is an embarrassment. Zakta Mishnah, Kolchiv Akrisis Shalaku Niftari De Krisasim. All those who committed transgressions punishable with Karis who get Malkus become exempt from Karis because the Pasuk states, Venikla Achichalei Necha. Once he got Malkus, he's considered your brother. Divi Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. Reb Yechanan says, Chalukin alav chaver v'al Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. Mecham disagree and hold, Chivakrisis shalaku loy niftari de krisasam. Chivakrisis who were given Malkus do not become exempt from Karas. The Mishnah continues with another statement of Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. Ma im ho'ever avera achas neutel nafshay ala'o, ho'isa mitzvah achas alachas kama v'kama shetinosin le nafshay. If one who commits one avera loses his life, then certainly one who fulfills a mitzvah will be given life, as Rashi explains, because midataiva merubim and midisparanis. The amount of schar is far greater than the amount of einish. Similarly, Reb Shimon ben Rebbe says, the pasuk states, Rak chazak levilti achol hadam ki adam hu anafesh. Umayim hadam shenafsh shalom katsim imenu haparish imenu mekabal schar. If one who refrains from eating blood which is repulsive receives a reward, Gezlov arayi shenafsh shalom mesavalen mechamdasan haparish imenu alachas kama v'kama sheyizkaloi l'deresiv l'deris deresiv atziv kaladeris. Then one who refrains from thievery and adultery which are tempting will certainly receive an eternal reward for himself and for all his future descendants. The Mishnah concludes with the well-known statement of Reb Chananya ben Akashi Oimer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lazakas Es Yisrael, Lefikach Hirbalam Torah Mitzvahs. Hashem wanted to reward the Yidden, therefore He gave them an abundance of Torah and Mitzvahs, as the Pasuk stated, Hashem Chavis Man Tzidka Yagda Torah V'yadim. The Gemara elaborates on Shleisha Dvarim Osu Bezen Shalmata, V'skima Bezen Shalmala Yodim. There were three matters that Bezen initiated, and they received confirmation from the heavenly Bezen. Mikra Megillah, the obligation to read Megillah Sesta on Purim. V'she'ila Shalom B'Shem, one may greet someone even with Hashem's name. V'havos Meiser, the Meiser Rishon fruits must be brought to the Beis HaMikdash and given to the Kehanim instead of the Leviim. Amar Belazer, V'gimel Mekayim Sefiyah Ruach HaKodesh. There were three times in which a baskel was heard in Bezdin. V'Beis Dine Shalshem, during the incident of Yehuda and Tamar, a baskel confirmed Tamar's innocence. U'Beis Dine Shalshmul HaRamasi, a baskel confirmed Shmuel's innocence. During the incident of two women who argued over one child, a baskel confirmed the true mother.